Praise the Lord, I done tore this thing up already.
I'll get that back on there, brother. Hallelujah.
That's why you don't put a microphone on before you get up here. Tear it up. Amen. It's good to be in the house of God tonight, friend. I'm humbled to be here, and it's just a blessing and a privilege to be in the house of God tonight with these great men of God. And I tell you, so many of them's had such an influence in my life. And just being a young pastor, I look around, I see men tonight that have just, I tell you, I'll be honest with you, I know I wouldn't be here. I don't even know if I'd be pastoring if it wasn't for some of you. Brother Edward, amen, Brother David Nix, and Brother John Dale, and these others, Brother Leon, I thank God for these men of God. And thank God just for Brother J.E. Glass sitting back there. Amen. Last October, we were in a tent meeting, and the preacher told me I didn't have a time limit. But I'm going to preach quick. I'm not long-winded, usually. Amen. Amen. Not long-winded, usually. But I appreciate Brother J.E. Glass. He probably doesn't even remember, and he may. But last October, we were in a tent meeting in North Florida. And he sat on an altar and put his hand on my head and prayed for me. And I'll tell you, something happened. Amen. Something happened. And we went back home and revival broke out. Went 3.5 weeks, saw 25 people get saved, baptized 21. Amen. And so I'm telling you, I thank God for the power of God and the men of God tonight. Amen. I thought about whether or not Brother John's having me first because he thinks a lot of me or he just wants to get me out of the way. And he knows everybody will forget the first preacher. So praise the Lord. I guess there's goods and bads. Psalms chapter 73. Stand tonight. I promise I'm not going to be long. I do believe this is the message for the hour. God has been encouraging our hearts tonight and helping us. I asked Him just to kind of give me some liberty and show me. And He did there in those last couple songs. Psalm chapter 73. I don't know what kind of Bible you have. I hope it's a King James Bible. But I know I got a Scofield Bible. And I don't know how yours is outlined or what it says. It may not have this title to the psalm, but I want you to just take my word for it if it's not in yours. If it's not, you can go buy a Scofield Bible. Amen. It'll be in yours tomorrow night. Amen. Or tomorrow morning. Psalms chapter 73. And I want you to go ahead and find your place in 1 Chronicles chapter number 6. 1 Chronicles chapter number 6. 1 Chronicles chapter 6. Friend, we just came to try to be a help tonight. Psalm 73 and 1 Chronicles chapter number 6. The title of the psalm, Psalm 73, and that's all I'm going to read and we're going to pray, says simply this, a psalm of Asaph. A psalm of Asaph. Let's ask the Lord to help us tonight. Father, I love You. I praise You. Thank You, God, for the good singing we've heard. Thank You, God, Lord, that You've encouraged us tonight in song. God, I think about how they sung. That, Lord, I've been through enough to know You're enough. And Lord, of truth, I can say that tonight. Lord, that we've been through the fire. We've been through the flood. God, we've been, Lord, through the water and the valley, Lord. God, as it says in Psalm 66, You brought us to a wealthy place. And God, I thank You for that. I pray tonight, Lord, You'd help us, God, to preach with power. God, Lord, our goal and our hope tonight is that we just be an encouragement. Lord, I know, God, as these men of God have met in this place and these dear people of God have come here tonight to camp meeting. God, we've gathered, Lord, to be encouraged. We've gathered, Lord, to gain strength, to go back to our fields. And Lord, I pray that God, Lord, we'd say something that helps somebody go back home. And Lord, just fight another round. I believe the hour is approaching. Now thank You, God, that You've allowed us just one more opportunity to be in Your house tonight. And Lord, we pray Your will be done. Give us liberty and boldness to preach Your word. Help us to say what needs to be said and not to say what doesn't need to be said. And we'll praise You for it in Jesus' name. Amen. You can be seated tonight. A psalm of Asaph. I'm going to preach to you real shortly tonight. We'll get out of the way and let the man of God come that's going to help us here in just a minute. I looked at this as I was reading my daily Bible reading, and I noticed the title of this psalm, and it just caught my attention. And if you'll notice, there's a few psalms after this that, listen, are credited to the man by the name of Asaph. And I began to wonder, who is this Asaph? He had to be somebody a little bit special. I mean, for God to put him in the Word of God and to allow his Psalms to come into our King James Bible. Amen. Praise the Lord. So God must have apparently thought a little bit of him. And so I began to look back a little bit and began to study about this man by the name of Asaph. Now, I know that some of you may have never heard of him. Some of you may be wondering who he is. And I told you, I believe there's about 12 Psalms that's accredited to him. And listen, he played a very significant role in the worship in the temple. Amen. During David's time, during King David's time. And listen, I began to study this man, and his life beautifully illustrates the life of a surrendered believer. And I believe tonight, if you'll just bear with me, we're going to go somewhere. It's going to start a little slow, amen. But I believe tonight that we might just be of a little encouragement to you. Brother John said there's no big I's and little I's in here, or little U's. If there is a little U, I'm it, amen. So if you can get through this, it's going to be okay. You know, I was thinking about this, though. I've been to a lot of meetings, and I've seen a lot of preachers, a friend that wanted to make a name for themselves. Amen. You can say amen or not right there, but it's still right. Praise the Lord. You've been there too, friend. I'm telling you. And listen, they'll gather around and see which rooster can crow the loudest. And if they don't get to preach, they won't come back next year. Amen. Sure. Hey, I'm glad I don't hang around that crowd. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, listen, there's a lot of folks today just trying to make a name for themselves. Amen. They want to be in lights. They want to be somebody that's recognized by everybody. They want to be the big shot. They want to be the top dog. Amen. They want to be number one. But friend, listen, I want to tell you something. Unless you turn your life over to God and completely surrender to Him, you'll never know what it's like for God to put you on top. I'm glad He takes the humble and raises them up and takes the proud and brings them down. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, listen, a lot of folks trying to make a name for themselves. But what I want to preach to you tonight is when God makes a name for you. Amen. When God makes a name for you. 1 Chronicles chapter number 6 and verse 31. The Bible said, "And these are they whom David set over the service of song in the house of the Lord. After that the ark had rest." You'll skip on down to verse 39 with me. And it said, "And his brother Asaph, who stood on his right hand, even Asaph, the son of Barachai, the son of Shimei." Friend, listen, we find here, first of all, Asaph, a man who has been appointed by the king. Amen. He's been appointed by King David to serve. He's been called to serve in the temple. Friend, I'm glad, thank God, that Daddy didn't call me to preach. Amen. But I'm glad one day that the King of Glory appointed me to the task of bringing forth the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank God, God's still appointing folks today. He's still calling folks to serve. There's some things you just can't get in the seminary. Amen. Friend, I'm telling you, I still believe you got to have the call of God upon your life. Amen. Sure, he was called to serve. But I want you to notice what his service was. 1 Chronicles chapter 15. We're going to do a little Bible reading. Amen. I hope that don't hurt any Baptists tonight. 1 Chronicles 15 and verse 19. We find that David is setting up the men to do the job that he wants them to do in the house of God and the work of the Lord. And it says in verse 19, "So the singers, Heman, Asaph, and Ethan were appointed to sound with cymbals of brass." Now I began to read that, and God just showed me something, and I'm not real smart, but it said there that he was a singer. That's what it says. He's a singer. But David didn't appoint him to sing. David appointed him to cymbals. Amen. That'll help you right there. Amen. Hey, David, listen, his calling was not singing, friend, but his calling was cymbals according to the king. I'm afraid sometimes that we try to step outside of our calling. Amen. Some of us want to be singers and God said, you're not going to sing. Some of us want to be preachers and God said, you're not going to preach. Hey, listen, I'm telling you, I don't know how it is at your church, but our church, God still needs bus workers. Amen. And God still needs Sunday school teachers. And God still needs people to clean the toilet. Amen. And God still needs people to cook food and vacuum the floors. Hey, He doesn't call everybody to preach. He doesn't call everybody to be a deacon. He doesn't put everybody in the limelight. Listen, He calls everybody. But sometimes God calls you to do something that you may not have wanted to do. Amen. He called him to play cymbals instead of sing. Amen. Now listen, he could have got mad like a bunch of Baptists. He could have got upset. But he didn't. He said, yes, King, whatever you say, I'll do. And you know what? He complied with the king. And because that he complied with the king, his complying took him to a special place. 1 Chronicles chapter number 16 and verse 4. The Bible says, and he appointed certain of the Levites to minister before the ark of the Lord, and to record and to thank and to praise the Lord God of Israel. And who's there? Asaph, the chief. Friend, listen, because he complied to do what God, or what the king called him to do, instead of what he wanted to do, or what maybe he thought he could do the best, he said, okay, King, I'll do what you want. I'll comply with what you want. His complying took him to a special place. The king says this, alright, Asaph, you're playing cymbals. I know you're a singer. It's alright. I'm just going to put you before the ark. That may not mean much to some of you, amen. But listen, you know what? Because of his obedience, he was able to experience the presence of God. Amen. He was able to experience the presence of God. He obeyed the king. And listen, the king put him before the ark and put him right in the very presence of God. A lot of folks today, a friend, never experienced the presence of God because they won't obey the king. Amen. Oh, listen. Because of his obedience, he experienced the power of God. We know the ark represents the presence and the power of God. Amen. And friend, listen, here he is being obedient to the king. And now he's in the presence of God. And now he's experiencing the power of God. Amen. Upon his life. But not only that, because of his obedience, he experienced the prestige that's given by God. Listen what it called him. In verse 5 of chapter 16, he's no longer just Asaph. Now he's Asaph the chief. Everybody wants to be chief, amen? I don't know what it is. Everybody wants to be chief. You say, how do I get to be chief? Just obey God, amen. Just obey the king. When he tells you, young preacher, to go out there and pastor a little church that can't pay you nothing. Amen. Just obey the king. And listen, you'll come into the presence and power and God will give you prestige. Amen. Sure. Amen. He was appointed by the king. But not only was he appointed by the king, but I found as I studied a little bit more about him, that he was blessed by the king. He was blessed by the king. I'm glad I've been blessed by the king. Amen. 1 Chronicles chapter 16 again in verse number 7. Then on that day, David delivered first this psalm to thank the Lord into the hand of who? Asaph. See, Asaph's playing cymbals. Boy, fat king, I know he's heard my voice. I can sing, God, I can sing like a mockingbird. But he's got me over here playing, but he's the king. And the king said, you know what, because you listen, I think I'll just bless you a little bit. And King David comes with the very first psalm that's going to be played in the temple after the ark is at rest. And he walks up to a man by the name of Asaph that just a few chapters ago said, "I'll obey the king." And he gives him the very first psalm. He says, "Here, Asaph, this one's yours." Could I tell you, friend, that when you learn to be obedient, God will give you His first. He'll give you His first. Amen. He'll give you His first if you'll be obedient. You'll just listen to Him. 1 Chronicles chapter 25, I won't turn there for sake of time, but we find out that not only did he receive the king's first psalm, but he received the first lot in order of service. They were drawing straws to see who was going to go first. And I'm sure there was a couple of them guys over there that maybe they didn't, maybe they weren't like Asaph, and some of them was just glad to have a job, but Asaph, he's having to do something that he wasn't probably even good at. Amen. But the king just said, "That's what I want you to do." And they began drawing straws, and guess who drew the straw to be first? Asaph. Number one, he got to be first. I'm talking about the king will bless you when you become obedient. I know there's a lot of preachers in this room, and I'm not trying to preach to older preachers. I know, listen, I'm just a young preacher. I know that tonight. But I'm going to tell you something tonight. When we be obedient to the Lord, when we become obedient to the King, and we do what the King says, even though we might not like it, the King will bless you. He'll give you His first. Oh, the King blessed His family. 1 Chronicles 25, verse 1. I won't read it either for sake of time tonight. Got to hurry a little bit here. But listen, the king blessed his family. We find that, listen, not only was Asaph appointed to service, not only was Asaph appointed by King David, but we find that later on that Asaph's sons were appointed by the king to serve. And guess what they were doing? Amen? Playing cymbals. Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, I'm glad God will bless your children tonight. Amen. Hey, I'm glad, thank God, that every preacher's kid ain't gone to the world. But I can look, Brother Edwin, and see your boy and your girls here tonight. And listen, God has appointed them to the service of the King. Amen. Sure. Oh, listen, not only were they appointed by the King, and that's really good when the King appoints your children. Mine are just little. My oldest girl just got saved. She's 8 years old. She got saved last year, 7 years old. I got some little ones. I got another little girl, another little boy, and we found out just last week another little boy on the way. Amen. Praise God. You got to build a church somehow. Amen. I about killed it right there. I better move on. Listen, his sons were appointed by the king, but I'm going to tell you something even better than that. Second Chronicles, we're going to read this one. Second Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 14. Second Chronicles chapter number 20 and verse 14. The Bible says, "Then upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite, the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation." I'm going to tell you something now. It's one thing. You know what? I was thinking about this, Brother Jay. Brother Glass, I was thinking about this. I hope God calls my boys to preach. Hey, man. Somebody said I wouldn't do that to my kids. You're a fruitcake. Amen. I hope God calls my boys to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And friend, I listen, it's going to be great if He does. If He doesn't, I'll love them. But if He appoints them to preach, hey, listen, I tell you, it'd be no good if they didn't get filled with the Spirit of God. Amen. I'm glad, thank God, listen, not only will He appoint them, but He'll fill them too. Amen. Sure He will. Sure He'll fill them up. Oh, I'm talking about God blessed them. He blessed their future. Ezra chapter 3, Nehemiah chapter 11. You can read sometime later. Some 300 years later that his sons are still serving long after he's gone. Long after he's gone. His boys are still serving. His boys are still playing cymbals in the house of God. We're going to go somewhere in a minute. Y'all hang on. Y'all drying up on me out there. Not only that, listen, some 300 years later, they were still singing the songs of Asaph. 2 Chronicles chapter 29 and verse 30, we find that Nehemiah tells them, he says, hey, bring out those Psalms of David. But he goes a step further and guess who else? He says, bring out a Psalm of. He says, bring out one of Asaph's. I'm talking about the blessings of God, friend. That dear lady up here singing a while ago said, I hope my life has touched somebody's life and made a difference that's going to last after I'm gone. Friend, listen, they were still singing his song 300 years later, and his boys were still playing the tune on the cymbals. Amen. I hope when I'm dead and gone, my boys and girls are still playing cymbals and singing songs. Amen. Oh, listen, not only was he appointed by the king, and blessed by the king. But lastly, I'm done. He was honored by the king. He was honored by the king. 1 Chronicles chapter 16 and verse 37. We got to read it. I love it. I love this book. Amen. If you don't like Bible reading, something's wrong with you. Amen. 1 Chronicles chapter 16 and verse 37. The Bible said, so he left there before the ark of the covenant of the Lord, Asaph, and his brethren to minister before the ark continually as every day's work required. Listen, I want to tell you, not only did the king appoint him, not only did the king bless him, but the king honored him. You say, preacher, how is this honoring him? Friend, listen, his job. This is going to help some of you preachers if you get a hold of this. I ain't at home. I got to be careful. This is going to help some of you preachers that's got the molly grubs and thinking, why did God send me here? Oh, why did He torture me with this work? I'm going to tell you what God done for you, friend. If God called you to ministry and gave you a church, hey, He appointed you and He blessed you and He put you in the presence of the ark continually. Hey, listen, my job, hallelujah, my job tonight is being in the presence of the Lord. My job tonight is being in this book. My job tonight is being at camp meeting. My job tonight is preaching on Sunday morning and preaching on Sunday night and preaching on Wednesday night. That's my job. Amen. Ha. The king will honor you if you'll be obedient. Amen. I know this sounds like it's just for preachers, but it helps some of y'all in just a second. Not only did he let him stay before the ark continually, 2 Chronicles chapter 5, I won't turn there, you can, verse 12, if you want to look at it. He let him see his glory. When Solomon got the temple finished, and the glory of the Lord filled it, you find Asaph right there. Now, y'all want to read it, don't you? Amen. 2 Chronicles chapter 5. Hallelujah. 2 Chronicles chapter 5, verse 12, because I know y'all don't believe me. Also the Levites, which were the singers, all of them of Asaph, of Heman, of Jeduthun, with their sons and with their brethren, being arrayed in white linen, having cymbals and psalteries and harps, stood at the east end of the altar, and with them 120 priests sounding with trumpets. And it came to pass, as the trumpeters and singers were as one to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals, there they are again. I know we Baptists, amen, but I'm thinking about buying some cymbals. An instrument of music and praise the Lord, saying, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. That then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord. So that the priest could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud. For the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God. Oh, my friend, listen, all God wants you to do is just be obedient. Hey, back in November, God swept through our church, and the Shekinah glory of God filled the temple, amen, up at Old Pathway Baptist Church. And it was because some people just said, I'll do what God wants. I'll obey. And God said, I like that. I'll just honor it, amen. And He showed up. Oh, my friend, listen, not only that, I believe best of all, we find in Psalms chapter 73, a psalm of Asaph. He wrote his name in the book. He said, I want everybody to know who Asaph is. So what happened? God made a name for him. Because of simple obedience. You know what I think about tonight? I look around, and I'm about done, preacher. I think about this. I look around at some of these men of God that's helped me along the way. I think about you, Brother Edward. I pick on you a lot. Amen. When I preach, but I love you, preacher. I love you. He's talking about the sweet by and by. I'm telling you, I hate every time we have to leave, brother, and you have to go back down there, and we have to go. I think about how Brother Edward had to stand down there and do what God said to St. Mary's, Georgia. He grabbed up the cymbals, amen, and started banging them together. Somebody said, what are you doing? I'm just doing what the king said, dude. Amen. He appointed me to cymbals. Amen. And I look now, and I see his boy picking up a set of cymbals. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And he's banging on the cymbals. And somebody come by and say, what are you doing? He said, I don't know. Hey, my daddy had the cymbals and he banged on them. So I just picked them up. Amen. I just banged on them. Hey, I'm telling you, thank God. Amen. Hey, the king honors when you're faithful and obedient. Amen. Oh, my soul. Hallelujah. Friend, I'm telling you, I look around, I see. Amen, Brother Joe. Hallelujah. Hey, down there at the swamp. Put me out there in a place, bless God, where no other preacher would stay. Amen, brother. Hallelujah. I don't know what he's trying to do, but I'm telling you, you stand that. Amen. You got the Lord. There's no doubt. In front of a graveyard. I mean, the misty fog was rising up. But he just said, I'll just bang these cymbals and we'll just build an old cedar-sided church that looks like the Cracker Barrel down here in the swamp. Somebody said, what are you doing? And he said, I'm banging cymbals because that's what the king said do. I just play the cymbals and the glory filled the house and people got saved and God blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, Brother David, amen, preaching all over the country. Banging the cymbal. Somebody said, why are you going into evangelism? Because God said to play the cymbals. Amen. And he just plays the cymbals all over the country. Amen. And people say, what are you doing? I'm playing the cymbals because the king said to. Amen. And thank God now he's got a boy playing the cymbals. Hallelujah. Amen. God honors obedience. Amen. Sure he does. Brother Glass, all these years, brother. I wish I'd have known you longer. But all these years, just been the man of God and been faithful, playing cymbals. Somebody said, why are you running all over the country at your age, you and your wife? He says, I'm just playing cymbals. That's what the king said, do. Brother, God's wrote your name in the book. Hallelujah. Now let me help you a little bit, because I know everybody said you're talking to preachers. But Brother Edward, I don't just think about you, brother. I think about your wife back there. I don't know what time it is. If I need to sit down, you just hit me, preacher. Too many times we get in camp meeting. Preacher's wives sit on the back row and take care of youngins. Nobody shakes her hand. Somebody said, what's she doing? I'll tell you what she's doing tonight. She's playing cymbals, bless God. Hallelujah. She's playing cymbals. Amen. Sure she is. Miss Debbie. Is she here, brother? Could she make it tonight? Amen. Yes, she is. I love you, sister. I do. You've been a friend of my wife. You'll never know just how much just those simple words you say to my wife encourage her. Somebody says, what is she doing? I'll tell you what she's doing. She's just playing cymbals. Some of these young families in here tonight, young people look at you and say, man, what are you doing? You're going to camp meeting? We had revival 3.5 weeks. Somebody from another church told one of my members, said, your preacher's a nut. Who goes to church for 3.5 weeks straight? He said, we do. So what are they doing? They're just playing cymbals. It may not be what you want to do. That person that's sitting in the back tonight. Hey, them ladies that cook the food. Nobody ever pays attention to you. You got to fight hell and high water just to get something here for people to eat. What are they doing? And God has wrote your name down. Amen. Preacher, you come.